There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
I wander many days and many nights, hide my face behind my eyes.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. For those of us in Minnesota, I think we are thawing out just as much as anybody else, just as much as the snow, for example. When I'm done here, one of the things I love to do is I love to grill. I love to I was gonna have a list of stuff I love to do, but actually I just like to grill. I'm gonna be doing that. So I'm excited about that. I don't even know what to do with myself because I didn't have to wear a jacket leaving the house. I didn't have to wear a parka. I didn't have to set myself on fire so I would stay relatively warm in the winter months. But you know what? Spring is in the air, and I promise that. And I was alerted to a local convention that I thought some of you might be interested in. I wanted to have them on the show today to talk about it with me. Today I have on Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022. I have them on with me today to talk about this event that is happening March 18th through 20th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West. Lily and Lori, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you for having us. This is going to be so much fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And I love that you played Windy Rule as you came in on. Her voice is beautiful.
She is a guest.
Yes, she right? is.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that in a second. I would also like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. You could do so and ask a question to Lily and Lori about Paganicon live on the air. You can call in 952-946-6205. Once again, that's 952-946-6205. Or email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment at am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, Paranormal United Network, and MN Ghost Box. Plus, we have just joined a new page called Free Spirited on Facebook, so please go there and like that too. Leave comments on all those pages. I'll be checking them. If you have a question, I'll make sure you all see it. Now, I am really excited about this. Now, the convention is already next weekend, right?
It is.
Are y'all ready for it?
Yes, we just finished our last board meeting beforehand doing all the prep works. That's where we came from. And we are all excited and overwhelmed with the outpouring that people have taken. This is our first Paganicon since the pandemic, since yes. the shutdown.
Okay.
And the amount of people who want to come and be a part of this community is just amazing. We're floored by the love.
So I've not done this before, and I'm someone who's done a lot of conventions in the area. I've worked, I don't know if you've heard of conventions like Console Room, oh, sure. MarsCon this weekend, yes. all these conventions, right? If I go to Paganicon, what happens? What do I experience when I go
Magic.
There? It is magic. Okay. True magic. I need it.
Yes. It's so there's lots of different programs that you can do, and it's a lots of different belief systems and religions. There's druids, heathens, Wiccan, everything. And everyone is super friendly and fun, and you get to come as you are, which I think is amazing. And it's just a melting pot of people and activity. And we strive to make it diverse so that everyone is welcome. So even like paranormal people like you would come and be like, oh, yeah, this is my jam. These could be my people.
Well, and what I like about it, what we talked about before the show, there is that bridge being gapped mm-hmm. Between paranormal, metaphysical. And that is something. So like you said, that's something that is very welcome. Yes. For this convention.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We've had past guest of honors was Michelle Bellinger, who's been on, I'm trying to remember the show she was on, that she does a lot of appearances, Paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking. She's big in the paranormal community, does a lot of ghost hunting and that kind of stuff. So, you know, among other things. But mm-hmm. yes, she's been one of our past guest of honor. And we're always looking to, you know, be inclusive in as many ways as possible.
So, Lori, what do you do at this convention? Like your role?
My role. Okay, so I am one of the eight board of directors that mm-hmm. sit on the Twin City Pagan Pride Pagan Board. I am the chair for the marketing committee, so I do all of our advertising, sending out press releases, social media posts, all that. And then I'm also on Lily's volunteer committee. So always looking for volunteers. So that's my role. But, you know, and even though that is my role, I mean, everybody commits 100% to help everybody. It's just not just because I'm just doing marketing doesn't mean I'm not going to help Lily. I'm not going to help people with programming. I'm not going to help with operations. It's just all in.
And Lily, I know from what I've done working on conventions, volunteers can be one of the toughest jobs.
It is, and I just got the position a month ago to be the volunteer chair, and then I'm also a committee member for marketing, and one of the reasons I got it, I was informed, is because this personality goes everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it was part of like being on the show and stuff when I heard that this is what you were doing, and I asked, you know, our mutual colleague, Shar, and I'm like, can I do this? And they realized, like, oh, you'll ask anyone to do anything. I'm like, yes, I will. So I'm all committed to giving back to the community and to making this amazing. And as you know, conventions don't happen without volunteers.
Right. Now, I want to back up a little bit, right? Because we've been throwing out concepts that I believe most of my listeners will know. But mm-hmm. let's even peel it back to pagan. What does that mean?
Well, the word pagan is an umbrella term for a lot of earth-centered spirituality practices.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to compare it to something like Christianity being the umbrella term for people who are Lutheran, Methodist, Catholic, or whatever, pagan is the counterpart to that. But under that umbrella, you're going to find people who practice witchcraft, druidry, heathenry, all kinds of different forms of earth-centered spirituality, and there's and mm-hmm. under just something like witchcraft, you have all kinds of different witchcraft. That you could have Nordic witchcraft, Gardnerian witchcraft, Alexandrian witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just so many layers and layers, and that's what's so wonderful about our event is we're very inclusive and open to what is out there and bringing it to our attendees.
Yes. And I always explain it as pagan is the umbrella, like you said, and it's everything that's not mainstream.
Right.
So when I joined the pagan community, I was super nervous because I am spiritual and I didn't think I was pagan. And the first event was a Paganicon years and years ago. And every single person I talked to was like, you're under the umbrella. Come sit with us. It truly is like, yeah, anything that's not like mainstream, like Christianity, Buddhism, a main religion, falls underneath paganism. And mm-hmm. that's something that a lot of people don't understand. They always think it's just one thing. It's like, oh, no, it's everything else.
Right, right. And, you know, I think it's you know, obviously, I think most people know this, but it's worth just reiterating that it's a safe environment.
Yes.
It's all good stuff. It's all – everything is good about it. And I don't know how much that's contested anymore. You know, probably, you know, even 10, 15 years ago, that probably would have been like some people like, well, I don't know about it. But have we come a long way in regards to accepting?
Well, a lot of it has been because of things like Twin City Pagan Pride. I mean, Twin City Pagan Pride came into fruition for one of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We started back in 1998, just to dive into a little of the history here, back into 1998 as a call from Pagan Pride International, which was put out a call to a lot of the pagan communities in the United States and Canada and said, hey, you know, talk about what it is that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to the community. You know, let's demystify all the the conspiracy theories that are out there about us, and kind of introduce to the general public what it is that who we are and what it is we do.
Right. I think I might have just cut you off a little bit, but it just made me think of something. I've had a couple friends recently who are doing a personal transformation, and that they're unsure about their place in the world, right, in far as being public about it or whatever else, or being themselves. I mean, this seems to me this would be an amazing convention to go to feel like you're amongst, you know, your own and learn new things and meet new friends.
Yes. And there, with the programming and stuff for people who are still transforming and learning, there's all different levels. It's not just entry level and, you know, in the middle, there's some advanced. So like if you come, it's like, I don't know anything. That's totally acceptable.
Yeah.
And it's also like just being there and being able to like explore what you really believe, because you're around so many different things. It's like, do I vibe with this? Do I vibe with this? It's a great place to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds perfect. And, you know, like I said, I like to kind of think about it in my realm of the conventions I had gone to. And it's always a safe place.
Right.
You know, the people at the conventions I went to, they would dress in their Star Trek uniforms or their Doctor Who costumes. Mm-hmm. And they could do so freely without doing it. I mean, that may not be exactly – you know, apples to apples, but in a sense, I think it is.
We're not going to turn away anybody who shows up in a Star Trek costume.
That's right. We may ask for autographs, not going to lie. But no, people show up in wizard's hats and, you know, in any kind of garb or even ritual dress. And we're just like, come here. We also have people coming in sweats and pajamas. There's no shame. Yeah. Come as you are.
Well, if I'm going to go, I will actually get dressed. What we're going to do is we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride, that's part of Paganicon 2022. You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining us. Our guests today are Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022 that takes place March 18th through the 20th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West. You can find out more at tcpaganpride.org, and you can register and see everything that's going on there. And we're going to talk a little bit now about what's actually going to happen at the convention. We talked about guests, and at the top of the show, we played some music from one of your featured guests that are showing up, Wendy Rule.
Yes.
And that's some pretty good music. I was listening to a lot of her stuff prepping for the show. She's really good.
She just came out with a double album called Persephone, actually, too. And this is a culmination of like two decades of work that she's presenting. And it's a phenomenal album that she put together. And so a lot of the people who were coming to the concert, the Friday night concert where she will be appearing, will get to hear a lot of that music for the first time. So we're super excited about her new release. So, yeah, and I've seen her I don't know how many times in concert before, and she's always amazing. Her voice is phenomenal, and she's great entertainment.
Yeah, well, it looks like it. Who else are you having attend?
So I'm just going to kind of tell you. Do you want to start with the musical entertainment first, or
wherever you want to. Might as well, since we started with Wendy.
Sure. So Wendy is going to be appearing at the Friday night concert, which happens on the 18th. But before her comes on Kari Turing. Kari Turing is a Norse cultural educator and folk musician, and she will be appearing for the first hour prior to that, and then Wendy Rule will come on after that. So that's the Friday night concert. Saturday night, we also have what is called the Equinox Masquerade Ball, and people come full tilt in costume. It's such a fun event. Mm-hmm. And so we do this whole ball with a costume contest and everything. And you may know this person, Lady J. Griot. She's a Minnesota Hall of Famer, Blues Hall of Famer. And she is going to be opening the show. And then a brand new band in the Twin City area called Open Investigation will be following her. Open Investigation was formerly – some of their members were formerly part of Murphy's Midnight Rounders, which was a big pagan band in many of the pagan circles formerly. But since that group band had disbanded, Brad and Teresa, who are in that band, kind of said, oh, we're going to start something new here. They brought in some really great talent. They actually played at our Twin City Pagan Pride Fall event, mm-hmm. and people were commenting like, who is this band? Their music is great. Mm-hmm. They take old 60s and 70s rock, and they just kind of jazz it up with some blues riffs and some great gutsy vocals and some psychedelic initiatives into it and
sure.
make it something totally new. So
that's exciting. That's cool.
Yeah. So we're excited. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, that's our entertainment. For the guest of honors, we have three guest of honors besides them. We've got voodoo priestess and author Lilith Dorsey is coming. Mm-hmm. This will be her first time at PianoCon. We also have Loris Tempest Zackroff. She's an artist, designer, and she's been with PianoCon a couple of times, and she's always a favorite, so we're excited to have her back.
And she's a beautiful artist and performer
yes.
that I love. I have several of her original pieces in my house, and
yes.
I'm just like, oh, it's amazing.
She's doing workshops. She's got some she's in the vendor room, and she will also be presenting pieces at our art show. We also have an art show.
That's cool.
At PianoCon.
Yes,
so.
We do.
And then Jason Mankey is coming back. He's been at our event before. He's also written many books on a variety of pagan subjects. Always a con favorite as well. Very informative. And so we're excited to when we put this group together here, at the time we were celebrating our 10th anniversary. So mm-hmm. it was a 10-year celebration. Well, a 10-year celebration never happened because of the COVID-19.
Sure.
So some of these people are repeat for a reason because they were all part of the growth of PianoCon going forward. So we invited them to come back to celebrate, to be a hallmark of the 10th in-person event.
Mm-hmm.
event.
Okay.
So.
Now, what do you have? Do you have like panels where people are just teaching out stuff or?
The programming is really diverse, and we do it on purpose because everyone learns and enjoys differently.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the unique things about PianoCon is that we actually have open rituals. We have an opening ritual, but then there are
yep.
also rituals, and Jason Mankey might be doing one, which is huge, and really we're all excited about it. So that's a really unique thing. But then there are panels and like discussions, and then there's like experiential. Like I know that we've had morning meditation ones and different classes. There's also authors there for meet and greets and author signings and stuff. So it's being able to offer a truly diverse programming so
mm-hmm.
that it's
– everyone has an opportunity to,
yes.
to get what they want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm assuming there's some kind of like, lack of a better word, like a dealer room or something like that. Vendor room.
Yes. And so unlike other pagan or spiritual conventions or conferences, we actually have our readers and healers in a separate area.
Mm-hmm.
So you get all that oneness separate and then just vendors and product and stuff in the vendor room. And we, like everything else in PianoCon, it has to be diverse. This is our first year we're going to have someone who does stained glass.
Oh, wow.
There's always soaps and candles and jewelry and healing stones. Occult stores from around the Twin Cities come. It is huge. It's in a huge room, and there's all the pretty things.
And I just want to give a shout-out to the people in our ops committee who put together the vendor room. Is we actually curate the vendors. So
mm-hmm.
the people that we choose are there purposely. And so we try to make an ultimate pagan shopping experience for the people who are attend our event. So you're going to find some really interesting stuff.
Yep.
So save your money.
Yes.
And I'm going to put another plug about the vendor room is that even though there is a registration to attend the event, the vendor room and the healer and reader room and the art gallery are all free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, and you know, I like what I like about that is the practitioners are in a separate area, because I wonder at the conventions I go to, like, you know, the like the big Parunity and stuff like that, where everyone's kind of together. I can't imagine if you're trying to give someone a reading that has to be kind of frustrating if there's a lot of stuff happening all around.
Yeah. Yes. So I actually do that through my business and as a tarot reader and everything. And so I do those events year round. People are like, how do you do this? It's like, well, I've been doing it for years, so I know how. But we at Paganicon know that your privacy is important. You're talking about intimate things. You also want to be calm and settled when you're getting Reiki or tarot or anything. Yeah. So we actually have pipe and drape between each person.
Oh, wow.
So we want it to be private. We want it to be intimate. And we want it to be completely separate and have an atmosphere and an ambiance that isn't offered anywhere else.
That's cool, because I especially the Reiki, I do wonder how that works. I mean, everyone who I've ever known that has done it at these conventions, they always are amazing at it. But I myself, I just think to myself, that has to be kind of tough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's really cool. I'm happy to hear that. Why don't we do this? I want to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022. You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. We recently had Ernie and Denise Pack from Pac-Man Paranormal talking about their work, along with others, to save Waverly Hills Sanatorium, a hugely popular and well-loved paranormal location. I urge everyone to seek out that episode from January 16th and listen to what is going on at Waverly Hills, and to also support them in their endeavor to save Waverly Hills from mismanagement. Go to SaveWaverlyHills.com and sign the petition, and please consider making a donation via their GoFundMe page there. Please also share out the URL, SaveWaverlyHills.com. I am happy to say that Enchanted Boutique is now open for business, but with reduced stock after a water main break about a month ago. I was just there this last week, and the place looks ready for your business. It looks amazing, actually, and I know that they have a lot more they want to get done and a lot more they want to put in there. Come in their store, located in Maplewood, to look at their selection of crystals and tarot decks and so much more. Whether you live in Minnesota or not, you should see what they have to offer there. They're located at 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota, or check them out online on their Facebook page, which is Enchanted Boutique MN, or go to EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com. That's EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com. And also, don't forget that Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on Facebook pages, Things Network, Paranormal United Network, Devil Vision Media, Free Spirited, and MN Ghost Box, I do a live spirit box session. This is an opportunity not only to see some paranormal gear at work, but the possibility to reach out to your loved ones who have passed. This is a very positive program, and I hope you join us tonight to reach out to spirits. Also, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Our guests today are Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022 that takes place March 18th through 20th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West. You can find out more about this convention and also Twin Cities Pagan Pride at tcpaganpride.org. And during break, we're kind of talking about a number of things, but one of the things that I kind of felt that people would really like to know about would be if they decide, like, during the convention, if you could do same-day passes or if you can just show up and get a pass, what happens in these situations?
So if you are listening to this fabulous radio show or find us on Facebook or anything like that, and you're like, oh, I really want to do that. Do I still have time to sign up? You can always register up until the event online. And then you can also, like, just swing by the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West, and come to the Ops Center, which is, you know, right out front, easy to find. There are day passes or weekend passes. If you just want to come to the concert or the costume ball, and if you're worried about the costume ball, you do not need to wear a costume. Only some of us do. There are options, you know. If you work weekends but you only have Sunday off, absolutely, come for a day. Hang out with us.
And now, what is your costume? Or are you not going to say it's a surprise for everybody?
So this year, I will not be wearing a costume because I am heading the volunteers.
You're official.
I just don't want to trip over it. So one year, I went as Persephone in a corset and cages around my ears and everything to show the submission and everything while she is with Hades. And then another year, I went as the element of metal. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, I was blinged out for that one. So yeah, there are definitely opportunities to
that's cool
to show some zazzle.
And Lori, do you ever partake in the costume?
I am the most non-creative person you will ever
stop it.
Meet.
Stop it.
So, no, I don't. But you know what? I do use it as an occasion to dress up to the nines. So I put on my fine gowns and my play with my makeup and stuff like that. But you know what? You don't have to do any of that. If you want to show up in jeans and a t-shirt, there'll be other people like that there.
Well, I dress up every day as an out-of-work radio host, and I think it's really – it's really working.
That'll be fine.
It's very realistic.
You found your style. You know, own it.
It's something. That's for sure. It's something. Now, for those who are worrying about COVID, worried about protocols, what are the protocols at the convention?
So this is a big event, and there are immunocompromised people, and we want to make sure that everyone's safety is priority, understanding that we cannot eliminate all risk. No one can. So we require a negative COVID test, not a home test, a rapid COVID test from a facility, 72 hours before you arrive, so within that time. And then everyone is required to be masked the whole time, unless obviously you're like actively eating or drinking. We're not expecting you to like tip the water through the mask.
Sure.
But yeah, so safety is our priority. And so we have a few more strict rules than most, but we're committed to helping our community and keeping us safe.
Now, if you're showing that you've been vaccinated, do you still have to show a negative test?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify on that. So if you are planning on going, you probably need to get things in order by Tuesday, I would say, something like that.
If you plan on going Friday. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and there's lots of places. If you go to our website, we do have links to a lot of the testing sites in Minnesota and throughout the country as well. So getting an appointment is very easy. I just on Friday made an appointment for myself on Tuesday, and there's all kinds of appointments available. There isn't a lot of testing going around, so it should be very easy. And if you go to the community testing sites, they are free of charge. You don't need insurance, and it won't cost you a thing, and you can make an appointment.
Good. Good. That's good to know. And I think that's really good because, I mean, the whole point of this is building a community, isn't
right.
it? And so, like, we had been talking off air that obviously there's need for volunteers for the convention, but it's also need for people to join this community to help grow and take part in things that go beyond what Paganicon is, right?
Absolutely. We don't want just Paganicon to thrive. We want everyone to thrive in it and in their own little groves and covens and groups and everything like that. And so like getting involved with Paganicon or TCPP is a great way. And one of those ways is, of course, volunteering. Volunteers at Paganicon.org. You can please contact me. I'd be happy to have your your volunteering.
And let me just plug as a volunteer. When I first started coming to Paganicon, I was a volunteer. And it's a fabulous way to meet people and really get involved and feel like you're a part of the community.
Yeah. Yep. And they're the unsung heroes of these things because, I mean, everyone sees that people are working their butts off, but sometimes you don't really know what's all going on or how many hours someone logs into one of these conventions.
Yep.
And that's you know, in my experience, you don't get people who are complaining about it. You just get people who want it to be done. They want to take part in it. And a lot of times magnifies the experience of the convention because you're kind of seeing it from a different angle than the attendees do. And it's like you can really take pride in what is happening because you are making things happen as a volunteer.
Paganicon is our baby every single year. A lot of love and a lot of hours and a lot of sweat go into it. But it's, you know, we just are so glad to be a part of the pagan community and do something for the pagan community and for all the people who are looking for connections and trying to get the information they need to practice their spirituality or whatever it is that they're looking for.
And there are perks, like you're not just volunteering for nothing. There are rebates. So if you sign up and do a couple shifts, you get money back for your next year's ticket. And then if you eventually do it so long that you're on staff, you go to the event for free and you get a T-shirt. And it's the same with like sponsorships. You get all this free advertising and everything if you choose to sponsor Paganicon. So it's – we want to give back to the people who give to us. And so there are perks.
That's great. Now, I know that you both had said this, but I'm going to ask again because I don't remember. How long have each of you been involved?
You start.
So I have been involved for about 7 years now.
Okay.
And my first year I volunteered also in the art show. I was a terrified little baby pagan who didn't know anything. And I was heavy in the spiritual community, but not the pagan one. And I loved that everyone was so welcoming and stuff, and volunteering really did help me feel like I wasn't just sitting there like a scared deer. I had something to do. So it made me feel like it totally took my anxiety down. It's like someone told me what to do and I could just do it. But no, so I was an attendee and volunteer for a few years, and then I was on staff, and then I'm head of the kids programming, and then I'm the chair of the volunteer board. So yeah, been doing it for about 7 years and just keep getting more and more committed, and I never want to look back. It's just amazing.
That's great. Lori, what about you?
Well, so I went to my first Paganicon event in 2012. At that time, we had only been in our second year. I did not go to the one in 2011, which was our first event. And I went as an attendee second year. I was so impressed. I was so impressed with the organization and the event that I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to come back, and next year I'm going to volunteer. And I did. And I've been doing that ever since. And now I'm but it's been a rewarding experience. I have the privilege of meeting some amazing people in the community. And yes, I put a lot of hours into it, but you know, I don't complain because it's so rewarding. The rewards I get from being a part of this fabulous community is worth it.
And it's your life now.
It is.
I mean, it's not something you do like as a hobby. This is your life.
It is.
I mean, I get it. Yeah.
And I don't get paid for it. I do it all out of love.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And Lily, you mentioned something about kids programming. What does that look like at a convention like this?
So we do not have it at Paganicon this year because we did not have enough volunteers.
So folks, get on it.
But I love kids, and I did not realize that not everyone loves kids as much as I do. I am Peter Pan, Mary Poppins. I will sit and color with you and debate PJ Masks all day long.
Sure.
So we have a kids tent at TC Pride Day at Minnehaha Falls, and that's where there is a scavenger hunt and coloring, and then you make – like bracelets with animal totems and stuff like that. It's just really cool. So I love kids, and you can never start too young to get involved with this stuff because it is – they want to learn too. Kids want to learn just as much as the adults do. So why not give them a space to do it?
Absolutely. And it's amazing how, you know, I mean, as far as from my standpoint within the paranormal and whatnot, we always say that when, you know, we're young, we're so much more open to spiritualism. We're so much more open to like receiving messages from other places. And it's as we grow older, when the people who we look up to are saying that's just an imaginary friend or whatever else, it kind of closes that door a little bit. Yeah. So when you're getting this opportunity to do it, you know, at a young age, and you have parents and you have friends and everything that actually really want to make that grow, this is a perfect place for it, it seems like.
Absolutely. And we want them there. And if we could have a thriving kids program, you know, at Paganicon, I would be more than happy to give my blood, sweat, and tears to it. But I have realized that I cannot do it alone.
It's tough, isn't it? I mean,
it is.
That's the hardest part is trying to figure out like how to motivate people. And it doesn't help that people are still leery of leaving their house, and that's fair.
Yeah.
So, when there was a pandemic going on, did you do like a virtual one, or were you just not doing it?
So, unfortunately, when we had our event scheduled for March of 2020. I don't know if you remember what happened just prior to that, but mm-hmm. a week before our event, the state of Minnesota mandated yep. a 50-person limit. So we pretty much had to close our event for the 2020 year, and it was just not enough time to reschedule it.
Yeah.
We did do a virtual event in 2021, which was nice, and we had a nice virtual platform. But I have to tell you, it's not the same.
No, not even close. Let's do this. Let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, Char Savoy will be back as guest host, and she'll be having a conversation with Brandy Green. You'll know Brandy from Ghost Hunters International and also appearing on a number of episodes of Ghost Hunters, as well as working on shows like Haunted Towns and Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations, which is one of my favorite shows, actually. That will be quite the show, so please don't miss it. Now for our final segment, we finalize our conversation with Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg, who are part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022 that takes place March 18th. Through the 20th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West. You can find out more at tcpaganpride.org. And there's other things that you can look up there too, the whole community. You can see everything that yep. is happening at that website. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking a little bit about, say that you want to be a vendor, but this year is not going to happen because yeah. it's the convention is days away
yep.
Or any part of it. So Is there an opportunity for people to get, like, think ahead and start getting, like, in your view for next year?
Yes, we start planning for the next year mere weeks after Paganicon ends. And so the call for programming, rituals, vendors, readers, healers, everything goes out in the summer. And it's open enrollment. Anyone can sign up and then a jury selects you. So you can be a vendor if you have wares that are unique or homemade or that you just super love and you want to share with people. Oh, yes, we want you there. Come sign up. If you're a reader or a healer and you want to share that gift, come and be a part of that room with the privacy and everything. Yeah. I really do like that we have pipe and drape and it's more intimate. So yeah, and then obviously programming, if you ever have anything to add to it. Like you had mentioned that you are great at the paranormal, obviously, and yeah. we've never had a paranormal speaker like you before.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
I would love that.
We can have I spoke at Vegas. But we didn't even see each other there.
That's right.
But I spoke there and what I do is I'll play sound bites from investigations and stuff mm-hmm. and see if people can pick up the voices and stuff. So it's really fun to do that sort of thing. In the chat, Dawn says that she was blessed to meet Lily at the psychic fair in February. She is very gifted. Well, okay, now, Don, you have to go to the convention. I mean, that's
yes.
all there is to say about it.
Yes, absolutely, Don. Please come. I would love to see you there and have your sparkling energy with us. It's fun. I love meeting people and having them come to Paganicon and share that magic with me.
There has to be something also because, I mean, when I do my work and I don't – you know, people have very different opinions on the paranormal, what the purpose of the paranormal is. My purpose is to connect with spirit and connect with loved ones who connect mm-hmm. with spirit. So when you're able to have that connection moment – and right. I can imagine that you both have that quite a bit as well – that yes. to me that's almost addictive.
It is. It is addictive. And it almost kind of shows you just how close the pagan and the paranormal communities are.
Mm-hmm.
They are totally close. I mean, you know, we already kind of went through this before the show. But I mean, for those who, you know, weren't listening before the show because we weren't on the air, there's that whole thing about that bridging the gap between the metaphysical and paranormal. And I know that there's a lot of folks in the paranormal who they just want to take a scientific approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just want to do whatever they feel is necessary, see if there's spirits. And they're also the ones who say that they don't necessarily know if spirits are real or not. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You know, that's the point of us doing different things and having different mm-hmm. ways of going
and
about it.
And you can have a whole big debate upon the subject on itself at Paganicon, I swear to God.
Yeah, absolutely. and for me, it's just like and same thing. It's like it's not a matter for me if spirit exists or not. It's can I connect with them today?
Right.
Am I going to be able to get the person who I want to reach out to? There's room in the world for all of us to have our different belief systems on how the
yes.
paranormal works. But I mean, that's the cool thing about it. And that's when you're going to a convention like this, the purpose is it opens the mind to different ways of thinking
yep.
that maybe you haven't thought before.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also if you've been practicing something or if there's information you think that would benefit other people, this is why we look for presenters from all walks try to create such a diverse a panel of speakers, because we realize that there's so much information out there, and we may be just only touching on the you know, just a little bit of it. And there's so much more out there that I think we can bring to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the whole point of it, and that's exciting about this. Now, you know, we have about 3 minutes left. You know, from an attendee's point of view. Take yourself out of the ring for a second. Lori, what is it that you look most forward to at the convention?
Well, I've been a part of this community for a long time. And so when I come back every single year, it's almost like a family reunion. It really is. And so I'm seeing people that, yeah, I do see some of them periodically, but people like Laura and Jason, I only see at cons like Paganicon. So mm-hmm. it's like, yes, Laura's going to be there. Yes, Jason's there. We can't wait to see Jason again. And, you know, so it's people that become not just your mentors and spiritual advisors, and you get information from, but they're people you really love to be with and can't wait to see again.
To be a volunteer or not be a volunteer, it doesn't matter, because
exactly.
that's the point of the community, right?
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
That is great. Lily, what about you?
All right. So if I had to – actually got to like – distance
pull yourself
myself
away from it.
This.
Yep.
Okay. I would say when I first started doing it, it's honestly the programming, and I was so hungry to learn more and different mm-hmm. and really expand my horizons and respect other people's point of view in a whole new way, that really got me interested and committed. And then now, having done it for so many years, it is I always explain it, Paganicon is my home.
Yeah.
It is where I
yeah.
feel safe. It is the people that I love. And so that's what I love most, is that I get to go home. Whether I'm working or not, it is my home base. And it's seeing the people, like Lori said, that you don't get to see except for at this event. And so it's the people who come and you get to see, and you always meet new people.
Yes.
And
we love meeting new people.
So yeah, it is the atmosphere. It is the community. Now that I've been doing it for so long, it's absolutely that. But when I first started and didn't know anybody, I loved the learning opportunity
yeah.
for it. So those would be my two top ones out of everything.
And it's really interesting to be walk around the convention and hear people talking about, I had no idea that this was a possibility. I learned this today, and this is so interesting, and I want to tell you about this, you know. So is people picking up and spreading the word what they've learned at Paganicon, bringing it home to their friends and,
yeah.
and other people.
Or
that's
I
great.
Was so moved. Like
yes.
There was a beautiful ritual done, and it's amazing to see how people react to them.
This is your opportunity to see it. Lily McNamara and Lori Froberg are a part of the group Twin Cities Pagan Pride that is putting on Paganicon 2022 that takes place March 18th through the 20th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West. You can find out more about the convention and Twin Cities Pagan Pride at tcpaganpride.org. Thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. This has been Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken and AM 950. Join us next week for Brandy Green from Ghost Hunters International. Have a great week.